Welcome back to Reborn Report. I'm Don Pfeiffer.
And I'm DJ Pfeiffer.
Hi, DJ. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Saw you last weekend, and I'm going to see you this weekend. I'm seeing you too much.
Must be you need money. You're coming home 2 weeks in a row.
If I needed money, I probably wouldn't be asking for you. From you.
I got a couple bucks I could give you. Well, DJ, we're in the middle of a new series here on Reborn Report, aren't we?
We sure are.
How to obtain supernatural healing from God. I believe that's how you title it. And we believe this topic of healing is only second to the salvation message. Right, DJ?
Right.
Understanding God's will to heal is vitally important to the quality of a person's life. I mean, salvation is for all eternity. Don't get us wrong, but healing is for your life here and now, right?
And it improves the quality of your life here and now.
It certainly could. And DJ, as a student doctor yourself, I'm sure you've seen firsthand how bad cancer and disease is affecting the lives of millions of people today.
Absolutely.
And you talked a couple of episodes ago about a medical statistic that you recently saw or read. Can you tell us about that again?
Yeah, I actually pulled it up before we started this episode. And in males, any male has a 42% chance of developing cancer in their lifetime. And a female.
Every male?
Yeah, has a 42% chance of developing cancer in their lifetime.
Wow.
And in fact, this is from the American Cancer Society, and they have a 19% chance of dying from cancer.
Every male has a 19% chance of dying from cancer.
Yep. And females have about a 40% chance of developing cancer in their lifetimes and a 17% chance of dying from cancer.
Those odds aren't too good for us, are they?
No.
So then, if a person could discover God's will for healing, that would certainly boost their belief and take their faith to a whole nother level to help them receive healing supernaturally from God, wouldn't it, DJ?
Absolutely. And we know that people are suffering from cancer and any awful disease, and they're doing everything medically possible to try to get better, right?
That's right.
So we thank God for doctors. I mean, I'm going to be a doctor, and nurses, right, nursing staff, everybody in the doctor's office and the hospital. But it's all just medical technology we have, and it's still man and medicine, and it's limited, right?
Well, that's coming out of the words of a soon-to-be doctor.
Right. But here's the good news. There is another source for healing, and it's what we've been talking about in this entire series. It has no limits in power, or it's no side effects, and it's a supernatural healing power of God.
Well, thank you, Jesus. And we're convinced, aren't we, DJ? We're fully persuaded that if you will take enough of God's word long enough, it can heal you of anything. Right. And I know that's a radical statement for us to be making, but especially in light of how so many people are thinking and how they're acting today, right? Still, we absolutely believe it to be gospel truth because it's what is revealed in the Bible. It's what we see and what we learn in the Bible. And so we started, like you said, started this new series 4 weeks ago. And we started with a podcast entitled Have Faith in Your Faith, right? And that one explained the difference between man's natural sense-based faith and God's Bible-believing faith. Then we followed that up with a podcast entitled The Ultimate Sacrifice, and it was a good one. It explained in great details who you are and what you have through the complete redemptive work of Jesus Christ.
And those two podcasts contain vital information that can build a strong foundation so you can have belief and faith.
Absolutely.
We strongly encourage you to go back and watch those two episodes as many times as you need to firmly grasp the biblical truths that they contain. And once you do that, it'll help you so much in the further studies we're going to be doing.
Right. And we said before that God's word has a type of pounding effect on your spirit, you know, and because we're get set in our ways, sometimes you got to hear it over and over and over again before right. that light bulb comes on. Right. And you really understand it. Well, then 2 weeks ago, we started the topic, how to obtain supernatural healing from God. And those two episodes contain a whole lot of Bible-believing faith healing information, right? How to get healed, which brings us to today. And DJ, I'm all fired up again. I'm excited, and I'm also so humbled to be able to share with our audience the same information that brought God's supernatural healing into my life and my body. And I know if it worked for me, it can work for you too.
And really, it's a huge topic because sickness and disease is robbing people. Cancer is evil. We just read that statistic. It's evil and it's cutting people's lives way too short. When it really just doesn't even have to be that way.
You're right, DJ. And so we're on a mission to help people find and discover supernatural healing from God. So you ready for this? Let's get started, DJ.
All right.
We ended our last episode by saying that there are three main reasons why we believe Christians today are sick and they stay sick.
Reason number one, millions of Christians don't know that it is His will for them to be healed.
You're right, DJ. Because they question it and they debate it. Because they don't know that healing is bought and paid for. They don't understand that healing belongs to them just like forgiveness of sin. And because they don't know it, they don't claim it. And as long as they question His will on it, they cannot have faith to receive it. Think about it. That's true. An old-time preacher who had a very successful healing ministry once said, "Faith begins where the will of God is known." In other words, you have to find out, discover, and know God's will before you can get in real Bible-believing faith to receive it. And then have the blessing of healing manifest in your life.
And besides, Dad, everyone would agree that's true concerning salvation.
Yes, it is.
When a person knows God loves them and they know that He paid the price for their sin, and they see the scripture that says it's His will for them to be saved, then they can get into faith to be born again and receive eternal salvation, right?
Absolutely. Well, then, wouldn't the same principles apply to receiving healing?
Yeah.
You got to know that God's supernatural power can heal you. You got to know it's His will for you to be healed. And then you got to know that the price for your healing has already been paid for. The problem is, DJ, many, 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 many Christians don't know that. And even if they've heard it, they simply refuse to believe it for themselves.
Bringing us to the second reason, Dad. The second reason why Christians today are sick and remain sick is what's been provided by grace must be received by faith.
Boy, don't let that be too simple for you to understand. You see, you have to actively receive it. You have to appropriate it with your faith. DJ, if you're sitting in the living room, you're coming home this weekend, you're sitting in the living room watching TV and then make your favorite meal. Can't do that, though, because you're on this keto diet.
You can make me scallops. I'd be real happy with that.
You can eat a lot of meat when you're on keto, right?
Yeah.
Just can't eat carbs. Well, if you're sitting in the living room watching TV and I make you a big plate of nice pan-seared scallops just the way you like them, and I put it on the dining room table, that doesn't mean you're going to get automatically full. You see, you have to go get it. You have to eat it. So you have to appropriate it. Right? Same way with right. God's word.
And finally, the third reason why Christians today are sick and stay sick is a lot of Christians simply don't obey God. They're really not following His perfect plan for their life.
And that's pretty big. The Bible says, don't deceive yourself, right? Don't be like the man who looks in the mirror and sees himself and walks away and forgets what he looks like. I mean, I can fool you, you can fool me, but we can't fool God.
Right.
And if you don't obey God, you're going to go down some roads you shouldn't be on. And when you go down the wrong road, you're going to go through places and experience some things that you wouldn't have had you been on the right road. So a lot of Christians are going through some really bad stuff, and they pridefully justify it by saying it's all somehow part of the will of God. But really, DJ, they're just on the wrong road. But let's go back to the first two reasons you mentioned. You have to know the will of God, and then you have to receive it or appropriate it by your faith. DJ, I want you to turn to a scripture, Matthew chapter 9, and read what it says starting with verse 27.
It says, "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' And when Jesus had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them..."
Stop right there for a second. I want you to notice something. He didn't just heal them. No, Jesus talked to him and he asked him questions first. Why? Because it mattered what they thought and what they believed. Now, like I said, don't let this stuff be too simple, because this is really important to understand, because there's a whole lot of people today that think that Jesus healed all these people in the Bible just to prove his deity. But here's scripture that proves that's just not the truth. Why did Jesus ask him questions? Why did he look for a response? Why would he do that? Because their faith was going to be the determining factor in whether or not they received their healing.
Sure.
Can you see that? Plain to see. Okay, DJ, go on and read verses 28 and 29.
Jesus said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they answered him and said, "Yes, Lord." Then Jesus touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be done for you." And their eyes were opened.
Wow, Jesus touched them and he healed them. That's awesome. You know, you can be touched by God anytime, anywhere. It's true. If you have faith and really believe in his word, it really is that easy. Because Jesus already did the hard part, didn't he?
Yeah, he bought and paid for your healing. He paid the price for your infirmities. He carried your pains. It was by his stripes you are healed.
Absolutely. That's what the Bible says. And yet most people think it can't be that simple. But it sure is. Yes, it is that simple. Think about this. If you're a Christian, how'd you get saved? Was it really difficult and really complicated? What'd you have to do? You simply asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins. You ask him to come into your life. You confessed him as your Lord and Savior, and voila, you receive salvation. Glory to God. So if that's how quick an old creature can become a new creation in Christ Jesus, as the Bible says, which is a much, much, much bigger miracle than your physical body having some simple repair work done on it, well, then the same principle will work for getting healed. And you would be wise to believe it, because that is the Bible truth. So let's go back and look at the text DJ just read. Jesus said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." Then what happened? He touched their eyes and he said, "According to my ability." No, he didn't say that. Then he said, "According to the mysterious will of God." No, he didn't say that either. The point I'm trying to make is this. Jesus could have said any number of things like that, couldn't he? Things that would substantiate some of these popular religious ideas that people have today. But he didn't. What did he say, DJ?
"According to your faith, let it be done for you."
Your faith. Wow. And tell me, why do so many people take what is plain and simple to see in the Bible and make it so complicated and difficult? Let's take a look at another passage of healing scripture. DJ, turn to Mark chapter 9 and read verses 17 through 27. It's a whole story here. I want you to read.
Okay. It says, "One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, 'Teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever this spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it.' Jesus said to them, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him, the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire or into the water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can." "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." The father instantly cried out, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. "Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak," he said. "I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again." Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. A murmur ran through the crowd as the people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up.
Wow. Now let's break that down a little bit. Here's a man that brings his son to Jesus. And the boy was possessed, it said, and having some sort of seizures, right? The Bible tells us that the man previously spoke to Jesus' disciples, but they couldn't help his son, right? But, you know, if this something like this would happen today, a lot of Christians would say, well, you just never really know. It's hard to understand. God is sovereign. It's just the mysterious will of God. And besides, we laid hand on him in our prayer meeting the other night, but nothing happened. So obviously, it's not always God's will to heal everybody. Really? Is that true? I think we should take a closer look at what this scripture says and see what God's word is revealing to us. Now, it says the disciples worked with him, right? But they couldn't help him. Well, okay, I understand that. But in verse 22, the father of the boy says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion and help us." So this man is pleading with Jesus, isn't he? And you can tell by the way he's speaking that he believes that it's all up to Jesus to do something, right? Just like so many people do today, too. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." Wow, that is amazing. The Bible says the father of the child, with tears in his eyes, cried out. He must have got it right then and there, didn't he? He said, "I believe. Help me with my unbelief." And the Bible goes on to say that the boy was healed. Praise God. Now, what does that tell you? What is God's word revealing to us here? Can you see it? Well, it tells us that you have to face and deal with your unbelief before you can truly believe in your heart and then receive the results that you're seeking.
Wow. Dad, this is a really important Bible lesson to learn and understand, especially if you're seeking healing from God like we've been talking about.
DJ, it's so important. Now let's go on. There are approximately 19 cases of people being healed in the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And depending on how you count them, there's more than that.
Yeah, Dad, I was going to say there are several places where it says multitudes were healed.
Right. But anyway, if you look at the cases where there's some detail of what happened to the individuals and how they were healed, there's only about 19. But in 10 of those 19 times, the person's faith was specifically referred to 10 different times, just like the one we just read.
And we want to give them to you very briefly, starting with number one, the nobleman's son.
Well, the Bible said that the man believed the words that Jesus spoke to him. He went his way, and you can see if you read the story that the boy began to get better and better and was made completely whole.
Number two, the paralytic that they let down through the roof.
Oh, I like this. I like this story. The Bible said Jesus saw their faith. He spoke to them, and then the paralytic was healed.
And not just the paralytic's faith, I might add, all of the friends that helped lower him down through the roof, too.
Exactly. Well, look what they went through to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, who would do that?
Number three, Jesus and the centurion servant.
Well, Jesus said to him, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you.
Number four, Jesus and the woman with the issue with her blood.
Well, here's a popular story. Everybody knows about her. She was fighting through a crowd, and the disciples are going through a crowd, and she came up. She thought to herself, if I could only touch him, if I could just touch his back of his robe, I'd get healed. And he did. And Jesus said, who touched me? Right? Remember the story?
He felt the power leave. The
disciples said, what do you mean who touched you? Everybody's touching you. You're just pushing your way through the crowd. But he felt the power leave his body, didn't he? So he knew what the faith of that woman drew the power out of his body. And he said to her, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. It's the power of God, but it was through her faith.
And what strong faith she had.
Oh, man. If we could just understand that. And we could
number five.
She was an ordinary person too, DJ, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Number five, we read earlier about the two blind men.
Right. What would Jesus say? He touched their eyes. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And you see that they're healed.
Right. Number six, Jesus and the 10 lepers.
That's another good Bible story. He said to them, your faith has made you whole. You get in the picture?
Number seven, Jesus and Bartimaeus, who was blind.
He said again, your faith has made you whole. And his sight was restored.
Number eight, Jesus and the Sapphrenian's daughter.
He said to her, woman, great is your faith. The same thing again. Be it unto you even as you will.
Number nine, we just read about Jesus with the man with his possessed son.
Right, we just read that story, didn't we? And Jesus talked to him, didn't he? And the man replied and said, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. And he tears in his eyes. He got it right then and there. And we see by reading the rest of that scripture that his boy was healed.
Right. And finally, number 10, Jesus and Jairus regarding his daughter.
Well, Jairus' daughter was sick, and he was very afraid and scared for her. And Jesus said to him, don't be afraid, only believe. And he did, and you can see from the account, she was healed. So there you have 10 out of the 19 times.
Now, I'll add another nine times. It doesn't specifically say that their faith, but it's plain to see that their faith was strong regarding when you read the text.
Right. Yeah, it's obvious. By reading it, you can see their faith.
Yeah, exactly.
But DJ, what is conspicuous for its absence is any reference that it might not be the will of God, or that it might not be the right time, or that they had to change first, or that it's up to God and nobody knows the how and why. You just have to be patient and wait and see what happens, like the mysterious will of God kind of thing. You see, that kind of talk is not found in the Bible. But when we see 10 times that you just read the same theme over and over and over again, we should be getting a clue. And what is that clue? Your faith, what you believe, will make you whole. Your faith will bring God's healing power into your sick body. So, DJ, how's it going to happen?
According to your faith, according to what you believe.
Absolutely. Now, I know a lot of people won't like hearing that it's that simple. Why? Because of their own human pride. They don't want to admit that they might not have the belief or have the faith that they think they have. And because they don't want to face it, well, a lot of Christians simply choose to believe something else. And they will believe almost any explanation that takes the responsibility off of themselves and puts it back on God. Or should I say, the mysterious will of God. But I'm sorry. We're reading the Bible, and we're teaching the plain truth that is revealed in God's Word. So, if you want to see real results in your life and receive a blessing of healing, you better get a hold of this.
And realize, Dad, your faith is what makes the difference. It's really just not that difficult. We've already said everyone knows that this is exactly how it works concerning salvation, right?
Right, DJ. What if I asked someone, do you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And they said, not really. I mean, does it make any difference if I believe that or not? Well, yeah, it absolutely does. And every Christian would agree with that, right, DJ? Well, definitely. Then the same principles apply to getting healed.
So the truth that is plainly revealed in God's word is knowing his will, what you believe in, and your faith are the determining factors for you to receive healing from God.
Absolutely. It is according to our faith that we are healed. And Jesus said that over and over and over again.
Made it very clear for us.
Yeah, he said, according to your faith, as you believe, be it done unto you. Your faith has made you whole. That, my friends, is the Bible. So why believe something else? Now, I realize what we're teaching is not widely believed, and a lot of people just don't believe this way. And I know that we're in a very, very small minority who do believe like this. But still, can you tell me why so many Christians believe that healing is mostly according to the mysterious will of God? Because if it was, why didn't Jesus say that? At least in a couple of these cases where people came to him to be healed. Or how about even once, DJ? You can't find it because it's not there. Oh, it's mighty popular and widespread thinking. But nonetheless, it is unscriptural, for it is not found in the Bible.
But you know what is found in the Bible, Dad? According to your faith, as you believe, your faith made you whole. Go in peace. Be whole.
You're absolutely, DJ. I've often said red letters trump everything else. And if you had red letter Bible, that's the words of Jesus, right? Words of the master himself. Everything that we've read, Jesus said. So you're going to believe in Jesus? Or you're going to believe in man? And so it is God's will for you and for me to be healed today. Now, some of you might be thinking, are you saying that my faith can heal me? No, we're not saying that. Jesus said that.
And we just pushed me off guard there for a second.
And we just read it in several scriptures, didn't we?
Yeah, and we also read it in several scriptures in the previous episodes that God does not change. So therefore, his will for healing does not change.
And I'm telling you, this is good news. This is the good news. This is good news. Because what if doctors have run every test and exhausted every drug, DJ, and they say, I'm sorry, but there's nothing more we can do. And I know probably thousands of people have heard those heartbreaking words, right, DJ?
Sure.
Can you still be healed? Yes. How? Your faith can make you whole. Glory to God. And it's easier than what we've been religiously programmed to believe.
The truth is, faith is easy when you understand that it comes to you by hearing the word of God.
Yes.
And God's will for healing is also easy to find because it reveals itself to us in the Bible.
That's right, DJ. And I tell you what, if you'll stay with us and just listen to this complete series as many times as is necessary, the word of God will come to you, and you're going to hear it and hear it and hear it. And faith will come. Faith for your healing will come.
And Dad, you said that the word of God will come, and we know that the Bible calls itself the sword. It calls it a sharper than any two-edged sword. So right. You basically, if you have that sword in your sheath that you can use it to slash diseases.
Amen. It's plain to see in God's word, isn't it?
Yep.
And DJ, I've experienced its results in my own body. I've been healed of an incurable medical condition. And we know, DJ, don't we, that it can work for our audience too.
Absolutely, because God's not going to show you favoritism. God's not going to show you favoritism.
The Bible says he's no respecter of persons. What he's willing to do for one, he's willing to do for all.
And if he was going to show favoritism to one person, I doubt it'd be you.
Well, it might be. And DJ, aren't we? We're just so glad. I mean, it makes us happy that God has revealed to us his will for healing in his unchanging holy word.
God says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will endure forever.
Wow, that's a good one, DJ. So friends, we have heard from heaven. We have found the answer. It's not in what man thinks. It's in the Holy Bible. And he says, Jesus said, I will be healed. I like what you read in the New Living Version. Of course I will be healed. So then, DJ, here's what we're going to do in our next podcast. We're going to give our audience reason after reason after reason, and then some more reasons. Reasons from the Bible. Why it is God's will for you to be healed. Not our own opinions, theories, and ideas, just God's word, plain and simple. And if you stay with us, you're going to get so full of the truth that your faith for healing will wipe away any doubt and unbelief you have until it's nothing more than a long distant memory.
Now, if you still have some doubts, that's perfectly fine, but try to keep an open mind. That's all we ask. Right. Stay the course and hear us out, because like we said at the beginning, you really don't have anything to lose except a little time, but you might have a healing to get from God to gain.
Absolutely. So I think that's enough for today, DJ. Okay. So please join us back here next week on Reborn Report, where the word of God will get you all fired up, get you healed, and make you happy too. DJ, before we leave, I want to say this. You're coming home tomorrow again because you're in the big alumni basketball tournament. When's the last time you played basketball?
When I was home last weekend, I played with my nieces and nephews.
Okay, but so you really haven't played basketball since high school, right? Of any kind?
Yeah, not competitively.
Level? Oh boy, here we go. You're going to be shooting three-pointers?
Probably full court shots.
Well, I hope you don't get hurt. Don't overdo it.
Me too.
Well, okay, so I'll see you tomorrow, right? You're coming home tomorrow.
Yep, but before we end, there's something I wanted to tell you about.
Yeah. All
right. I went to the grocery store yesterday to get stuff to make dinner, and I saw a car that was parked in the parking lot, and they had a bumper sticker on the back of the car. I'll put it up on the screen here in a moment. Okay. Right. I'm not going to show any details of the car. I just want to show the bumper sticker.
Okay.
But this it says, no gods, no masters. And I think that answers your question why so many people believe the mysterious will of God and why so many people just don't believe in Christianity in general, because they don't want to have someone who tells them what to do.
It's kind of philosophical kind of a problem, because if they studied it out, they would see that God is real and the Bible's true. We did that in our first three or four podcasts that we started a couple of years ago, right? We use science, real science, not theories and ideas. We used real science to prove that God is real and the Bible's true, right? So if somebody did that for themselves and then they saw that God is real and the Bible's true, then they kind of owe God something, right? I mean, because, hey.
They owe them their lives.
Take your next breath. You know, where did that come from? You owe them your life.
Yep.
And people don't want that, do they? That bumper sticker proves that. People want to run their own life. But if they just read the Bible, because it's like I always say, what I discovered from God's word is he knows how to make me happier than I do. And he wants to. He's a good God. He really is a good God. And he wants all good things for us. His will for us is what, DJ? What's God's will for us?
Good, pleasing, perfect.
To who? To him? To us.
To us.
To us. That's awesome. Praise God.
So I just thought you'd get a kick out of that license or that bumper sticker that someone actually put that on the back of their car.
Yeah, well, that's the world we live in today. Yep. And listen, look what's happening in our country. Our world is falling apart.
Yep. But I thought that explained perfectly why people choose atheism to believe over Christianity, because they just don't want to have a master.
Right. Well, I think it's because they think of a master as controlling and making their life worse. But Jesus makes your life better.
Absolutely.
Makes your life better. Well, anyway.
So remember that. And remember, you can be healed. And that's definitely making your life better.
A lot of people that do everything they can naturally go to doctors and medicine and treatment, right? Why not do everything spiritually, right?
Right.
You have a, like you said last podcast, DJ, we have a savior and you can be saved. We have a healer and you can be healed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thanks for watching today. Hey, DJ, what do people have to do to, if they like our program? Is there a bell they can click on or a button or a
they can subscribe? A ding-dong.
A ding-dong bell? I don't know. I don't know how this works.
They can subscribe on YouTube. They can like the videos.
If somebody
that means that.
Surprise?
No, they just get their video, our videos in their feed.
Okay, and we don't. We never ask for money. We're not doing this for
money. No, but we'll take it. We'll take it if you want to give it.
How much have we made so far in this podcast?
I think it's like $16.
$16, and you've given me nothing.
Nope, I haven't cashed it out yet. I'm waiting for it to build up to 20.
You know, I did have somebody email me once and said we're in this for the money.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't make that much working at the school as a janitor, but I make a little more than $16 in 2 years.
So I guess. Well, and also the amount of money we spend on equipment and stuff far surpasses $16.
Yeah. We've got $3,000 into our equipment, but that, we're not saying that for any reason, just to say why are we doing this? I'm doing it because if somebody didn't take the time to present this information to me, I would be really, really sick, or I'd be dead by now, because that's where I was headed. So I'm obligated to share this good news with other people. Because like we said, God's no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do for all. And your faith, what you believe in, can make you whole, can heal you. Jesus said it over and over again, right?
Right. But beyond healing, we're doing this for the reasons that the Bible calls us to do, and that's to be disciples, right?
Right, right. Share the love of Jesus Christ. I mean, the number one thing is salvation, right? I mean, any amount of healing you get is temporary anyway compared to eternal life. So salvation, knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, is obviously the most important thing, right? Because guess what? Right. Every Christian, whether you got healed on this side of the grave or not, when you get to heaven, there's no sickness there. There's no disease there. There's no pain, no sorrow, no worry in heaven, right? But don't suffer here when you don't have to. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly, right?
So we want to be disciples.
Nobody had said that sickness is an abundant life, being sick and bad and having cancer. That's not an abundant life, is it?
No.
What were you going to say?
So we want to be disciples for our watcheners. And
watcheners. You came up with new nerd. What's the word I used? Watching.
Watching.
Oh, you just changed my word to watchiners.
Yeah. So we want to be disciples for our watchiners, but we also want to teach you guys how to be disciples too. That's really important to us because I've heard you say this many times, Dad. Churches are really good at making believers, but not so good at making disciples.
Right. Right. Well, because
that's what the Bible calls us to do.
Because it makes your life better. Right. It makes your life better. Jesus is good.
Well, sometimes being a disciple makes your life harder. Look at Paul.
Well,
but we won't get into that today.
The devil attacks. We're getting onto something else. I better stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Thanks for watching. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.